Currently in Nigeria, I work at Nnamdi Azikiwe Teaching Hospital as an intern pharmacist. The outbreak of coronavirus disease is causing a lot of unrest in Nigeria, with a sporadic increase in the number of cases per day. Life has been lost since this outbreak. The prevalence of coronavirus is getting quite outrageous in Nigeria, with a total number of 276 cases, 6 deaths, and 44 people have recovered after contracting the COVID-19. There is a total breakdown of 15 critical cases currently in Lagos and 4 cases in Abuja, 2 cases in Bauchi, 1 in Edo State, and consequently, this tallies up to 276 total cases as of now. Currently, there have been a 14 days complete total lockdown, and also of out of state travel and a shutdown of commercial businesses, with the provision of preventive measures recommended by the World Health Organization, which are just staying at home and social distancing. So Nigeria somehow believes that they are immune to the virus due to the claims that it doesn't thrive well in tropical regions. This has led to the complacency in government and individual preparedness. There are a huge portion of the population that work informally on a day-to-day basis. So asking people to work remotely from their house does not make any dent to the overall risk. So instituting social distances then becomes very challenging. That's why there have been reported cases of altercation between civilians and law enforcers. But I believe that Nigerian economy will survive and stabilize when people stay healthy and alive. So currently, 15 members of the Chinese medical team has arrived in Nigeria to help in the fight against COVID-19 pandemic. They are expected to assist Nigerian in effort to contain the COVID-19 pandemic, and I highly wish to implore my fellow Nigerians to respect and follow these guidelines that WHO provided to protect themselves against COVID-19. Thank you.